This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome in on a Tuesday. Good to have everybody aboard. We got a jam-packed show for you. Top 10 Rico not in the building. Top 10 Rico not here. The dress shirt is
top 10.
Top 10 Rico.
You know what? I'll bring it back tomorrow.
Yes. You got a top 10 program. Act like it. All right, let's get to business, shall we? I want to jump in on something. Because I heard it discussed a little bit on the morning show. I know Channel 7 did a report on it. And there's a lot. This is a fan issue. Now, it's a fascinating one. That there are Lion fans getting their tickets revoked for violation of policy. And it's not hurling garbage on the field or hurling racial epithets or throwing ice cream cones at children. It is a violation of the sale policy. Now, what was really interesting is when the story broke, obviously it had hit on social media. I don't have social media, but that doesn't preclude people from texting me and going, hey. So one of the fans who lost their tickets 15 years ago is a guy who cut my hair. I knew him as Paul or Pavel. He's from Sterling Heights. Now, I can just disclose you that this dude was the biggest Lions fan then. Clearly, I don't think anything changed. As I would laugh my ass off seeing him in every TV commercial with the team telling you to buy tickets. So clearly, he didn't become less of a fan. So he ended up calling the morning show. And it was weird to hear his voice. I haven't talked to him in probably 10 years. The point is, this story is going to be a question, Rico, that I'd like to tackle with you and talk to the fans about is, okay, did the team do this guy dirty? Now, it's complicated, right? Because you have fans like this gentleman who moved to Philly. Life takes you different places. Guy's originally from Sterling Heights. Guy's been to every, I don't remember a time back when I would see him every couple weeks. Never missed a game. And I had some people go do a little deep dive into social media and his social platforms. Guy was at every game last year. I mean, home and away. Guy flies in every week. Mm-hmm. So the report from Channel 7 last night, I go, okay, this is going to pop off now. This is going to be more than, hey, did you hear the news? So we can play some audio. And it is complicated, but it comes back to a principal question. Did the team owe this guy more, yes or no? And can we all finally agree on something that our Uncle Mikey, Nona Mike, has preached to you now for two decades? These teams do not care about you. You are a number. But I was there for the pass back and forth, kinda. Don't care. You are a number. And if you're not going to pay, they put a bullet in your skull. And someone else takes your seat. You are but a footnote in history. Mm-hmm. I've always used the example when the Yankees built that hideous new ballpark. There were families who had tickets since the days of Joe DiMaggio I can't afford the price increases. So, gone. They don't care about you. So he called the morning show because John and Jim were stumbling around with this topic. They were struggling. And he called to set the record straight, which is this dude didn't sell tickets for money. He would sell some of his tickets to then buy the best seat he could in row one.
Yeah.
He owned 8 season tickets. He's owned tickets for 25 years.
Started, according to the conversation, bought tickets when he was 16, put them in his name at 18.
All correct.
And then when the team was bad, was encouraged, hey, would you like to purchase more seats?
This guy was tailgating during 0-16. Okay? Yeah. That's the type of dude you're talking about. Now, candidly, I haven't talked to him in 10 years. I'm not going to speak to who he is today. I can just tell you, I don't think the fandom died when you're at every home and away game and you're featured in the television commercial as, hey, buy tickets. You can be this human.
I think the fandom is still there.
Yeah, that's my point.
No, no, all right. I'm for the fact that he's like not trying to sue the team. He's just standing outside the building saying, will somebody talk to me?
And there's my, we'll get to that in a moment. Now, David has been kind enough. He edited the audio because, candidly, it was a bit long-winded, and I want to be more effective for our people. So he was asked the question, well, how many tickets do you have? David, can you play sound one, please? That's classless. There's no other way around that. You don't even have to think what this guy was doing is right or wrong. And mind you, reinvested all the money. I hate the policy in sum total. See, to me, last I checked, I pay you for something that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the idea that the fine print on tickets is this is a privilege, these are not a guarantee, and boop, 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 boop. Now listen, you do X, Y, and Z. You cuss at people. You get in fights. You make fun of kids. You throw things at players.
Right.
You're gone. That's called a decency clause.
Right.
You know what I don't think the team's got a right to anymore? The buying and selling of tickets when they're in the business of buying and selling tickets, taking million-dollar deals with ticket brokerages.
Uh-oh.
Case in point. It's just factual.
Right.
Hey, you know what it's the equivalent of? A team telling you, how dare you bet on our games. Cutscene presented by FanDuel.
Or there's a FanDuel casino right there at the ball field.
But how dare you? All right. Number two, David, how many tickets did he sell? And then the last one is, has he heard from the team? Rico foreshadowed it. Let me help
you.
Sorry. No. Number three, David. So here's my question, guys. Did the team do him dirty? And look, there is a wait list. I do understand that. But see, here's my problem. If you're mad at this guy for owning 8 seats and selling them to get a better seat, that's not being a ticket broker. The ticket broker sells the seats and goes to Cayman Islands. He's also paying the freight. Let me tell you another dirty secret about owning tickets to sell them. It rarely works. Only when the team is great. And what I would advocate is this guy has spent his money, or as I used to tell him back in the day, lit his money on fire for 25 years. What did his loyalty get him? Not a phone call.
Right.
See, this is where I think the Lions, they ought to make it right. And they ought to at least have a conversation of, all right, here's the deal. You ain't buying 8 tickets, but you can. How much do you want to spend? And you can buy a pair. And we'll call it a day.
Well, see, here's the thing. Because according to the conversation he had with Cookies this morning, the seats that he buys, those front row seats, he was like, okay, you can keep the 8. Can I just buy the 2 and have my buddy sign them over to me?
Nope.
And those will be mine? No. Sorry. We good.
But do you, and I know you understand it, so maybe it was.
No.
It was about to be rhetorical. It's just. There is something I think Lions fans are going to have to get used to. It's that this illusion the team cares about you is just that. It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop with the, well, I'm a real fan. No, you're a number. That's it. You're nothing more than a convenience. So now that the team is good and they've raised your ticket prices, by the way, I defended the team raising the prices, so I don't want to hear from anybody down there. You got a business to run, run it. This isn't how you run a business. I think these policies that certainly the Lions are not alone, so let me just say, all sports. I think it is patently absurd when people buy season tickets that they are then told what to do with those tickets. Mm-hmm. All right?
Right.
This isn't the Arsenal Football Club. This ain't the EPL. Ain't nobody trying to hear it. People pay exorbitant money for those tickets, Life gets in the way. You want to sell them. You got a case of diarrhea. You don't feel like going. You do what you want to do. I think it's laughable that the team gets to do everything they want to do all the time. And the minute this guy didn't make any money. This guy went broke going to these damn games.
No, but they looked and found out that he sold his tickets. So when they did the audit, it was like, well, you sold all your tickets. So now you're just a ticket broker.
So where's the conversation?
To me, the conversation is a man who's been buying season tickets since 16 and in his name since 18, and if he's in his 40, has invested so much in your organization. That's a real fan. He stuck by you when you were hot garbage water. And yet, now that you're on top.
You're not on top, though. That's the funniest part.
You can't even have a conversation. You know, even if it's okay, we didn't approve of this, but let's work this out. Because this will be your warning, and this is because of the air quote loyalty that he paid in. He's put so much equity into this team.
Well, here's the best part. Oh, so it's okay for the team to use his image in all their commercial and marketing.
Yeah, when you told me that.
Bro, every time you watch a Lions game, they're like, call 1-800-LIONS-BONER. He's front and center in the commercial, the pregame hype video that they play. He's in it. If the Lions want to make it right, A, you owe the guy a phone call. B, hey, let him buy the two most expensive tickets that are unaccounted for. Anybody's crazy.
Put him in the front row. No, seriously. It's an easy fix. Okay, we'll take away the A. Since you want to sit in the front row, pay the front row two seats.
That's it.
It's yours. Happy hype video day, and let's move forward.
Sell him again, you're dead.
Right.
Got it. But the point is, he was selling the 8 to spend his money to still go to the game.
And he goes to the games on the road.
All of them. So, which is patently absurd, but God bless.
But right, for them to sit there and act like, well, you know, you're not a real fan.
Okay, and let me do this. 248-539-9797. Here's the email you get after 25 years of loyalty.
You want to give them to him next?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? That is personal growth by you. I was about to send us into a late break vortex. Nice job by you.
No, I would have been over at Spacey Sprocket's desk.
Inside reference, 248-539-9797. Did the Lions do this guy dirty, yes or no? And why do teams get to have these policies about what you do with your tickets? Curiosity.